Snow flurries likely to continue through the afternoon, highs right around 33. With this report from the ABC Newsroom, I'm Daniel Barnett. Our top story, one of the most distinguished Ohioans of a generation has died. John Herschel Glenn Jr., a pioneer of flight and space exploration, as well as a former U.S. senator, passed away yesterday afternoon after suffering from a number of health complications. He was 95 years old. Glenn was born in Cambridge, grew up in New Concord, and served in World War II and the Korean War. Glenn became a national hero in 1962 when he became the first American to orbit the Earth. He was the third U.S. astronaut in space and the first of them to get into orbit, and he circled the Earth three times. Glenn later spent 24 years as a Democrat from Ohio in the Senate and briefly made a run for president in 1984. He returned to space in 1998 at the age of 77 aboard Space Shuttle Discovery. He was the last survivor of the original Mercury 7 astronauts. Glenn had apologized for his poor eyesight earlier this year at the renaming of the Port Columbus International Airport in his honor. He said then he'd lost some of his sight because of macular degeneration and a small stroke. Glenn also had a heart valve replacement in 2014. Details about Glenn's arrangements have yet to be released. President-elect Donald Trump yesterday met with the victims and first responders involved in an attack on the Ohio State University campus, calling them, quote, really great people, amazing people, end quote. The Columbus Dispatch reports Trump visited each of the groups separately in Schottenstein Center meeting rooms about a mile from where an 18-year-old student drove a Honda Civic into a crowd, got out, and began slashing at people with a butcher knife. In all, 13 people were injured. Among those Trump talked with was OSU police officer Alan Hryko, who fatally shot Abdul Razak Ali Artan shortly after the November 28th attack. Trump didn't mention the assailant Artan during his visit. Last week, he said the Ohio State incident illustrated the security problems caused by an immigration system that fails to weed out dangerous would-be terrorists. The media arm for Islamic State claimed the day after the attack that Artan was prompted by the terrorist organization's jihadist message to commit the attack. Authorities have not confirmed that claim, although federal investigators said they believe Artan's attack was inspired by an American-born cleric with ties to Al-Qaeda. Not all of the victims were present yesterday. OSU Emeritus Professor William Clark, who was struck by the car, said he wanted no part of Trump's visit. A new Cumberstown man accused of murdering his mother and severely injuring his sister will have 1 year to rehabilitate before facing trial. A forensic psychologist earlier this week issued his opinion that 31-year-old Charles Plants is incompetent to assist in his own defense, but potentially restorable. Plants was ordered to be taken to a state psychiatric hospital for 12 months of treatment. Plants was also found incompetent but restorable in 2011 when he was charged and convicted for transporting drugs into a detention facility. The suspect allegedly beat his 53-year-old mother to death with a hammer in their New Cumberstown home July 22nd. His 32-year-old sister survived the attack, but investigators have yet to release a motive for those attacks. Plants previously entered not guilty pleas to 6 counts leveled against him: aggravated murder, murder, attempted murder, felonious assault, tampering with evidence, and obstructing official business. If convicted, Plants could receive up to life in prison without parole. And lawmakers in Ohio have approved legislation expanding the state's concealed weapons law to allow guns in colleges and daycares and on private aircraft. The bill that now goes to Governor John Kasich still permits those places to ban guns if they choose. State lawmakers signed off on a flurry of new measures yesterday and into the early morning hours as it ended its 2-year legislative session.